Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. We got full phone lines, which we appreciate it. But we got extra time for the AMA than we used to, so we'll get through all these phone calls probably, and then you can call and you can get on as well, 404-726-0929. So we'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, what's up, my fellas?
Hey, Mike. Oh,
so,
there it is.
Friday, I came to work at 4:30 for the airport. I knew we shouldn't have did it, but long story short, Randy, you remember back in the day in the 80s, the BMX bike might get you a gooseneck seat on it, the pegs,
yeah.
All that.
Yes.
That was the go-to.
Yes.
Man, I'm coming up 85 North just before Claremont, and I see a black dude. He looked like he probably in his mid-20s. He's digging on 85 North before Claremont. I say, man, that grandma got something mean, brother. What got you out here on this highway, man? So my question is, what y'all think he's doing? It had to be the cookie box for me, man. I'm going to hang up and listen.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Possible. I don't know. I mean, what would possess you to ride a bike on the highway?
I don't know.
The quickest route?
I guess that's what I'm assuming.
From point A to point B.
Get your ass ran over,
it's
man.
Not the safest route.
Well, I mean, last thing I want to do is be on a Huffy riding down 85.
No,
right? Paddling down 85.
No, it's also illegal. Like, you're not allowed to do that.
On a damn Huffy.
They'll come pull you over. Yeah, you can't ride a bicycle on an interstate.
I would think not.
I could be wrong about it, but I think you're not supposed to do that. Then you know, sometimes you'll get off on like little highways or whatever and people will be riding bikes in the country, but 85 on the connector?
On the connector?
Nah, you're not supposed to have a bike on there.
You got a Huffy on a connector, huh?
What's the most ill-advised place you ever took your bike?
Come on, man. I was a demon. I was
sure.
A damn
devil. Yeah,
that was a daredevil.
That's who I'm asking.
I mean, like taking it on a... You know, I'm not going to tell my business like that, dude. I was a damn... Yeah, you hurt my mom?
Yeah,
menace.
I know.
Yeah, that was a menace, dude. Let's just say that. Let's say it involved the popo.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah,
the cops will pull you over on a bike. You know you're not supposed to ride a bike drunk. You can get a DUI.
They know that. But I'm serious. If you can get a ticket for walking drunk, why can't you get one for riding a bike drunk?
Yeah, exactly. Drunk in public.
Yeah.
I borrowed my roommate's bike in college one time, pretty drunk. Decided I was going to ride it to a party that wasn't that far away, but I don't want to walk there.
Please tell me you didn't get a ticket.
I didn't know, but I wrecked it. I didn't know that it was you ever heard of like a fixed gear bicycle to where like that's how you brake? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Never been on one of those before. Mm-hmm. Started going downhill.
And tore his bike up.
And the wheels just started going like that. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I just rode it and, you know.
Yeah, we've been fighting.
Hit a fence, ran. And then the bike was okay. I wrecked the bike, but I didn't like hurt the bike.
Oh, okay.
I just wrecked it. I hit a fence, like a picket fence, and flew over the top of it. But that was where the party was. Like, so I was at my destination. So it worked out. All right, Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
All right.
So I got two questions. One easy one. When it's all said and done and the confetti falling, who do y'all see holding the trophy in the end of football season?
Okay.
And number two, I don't know how we got into this conversation last night with me and my partners, but I personally don't think Batman is a superhero. What makes a superhero? I think you have to have powers. I think Batman is just a vigilante with a whole lot of bread.
Oh, okay.
All right, so
hold on.
Okay.
Okay. What was his name again?
That was Rich.
Rich. You just pissed off Bo.
Yeah, so I think maybe Bo,
yeah, Bo is
should
very,
handle that one.
Bo is very upset right now. very, very upset about that. I think Ohio State wins.
I think he meant in the NFL.
Oh, NFL? You're in Baltimore, man.
Yeah.
In Baltimore.
I love that
pick. Yeah, in Baltimore.
I love that pick. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs. I think they're going to win
the
Super Bowl.
Okay, so now Bo is very upset.
Yeah. That was the unimportant one.
And I wholeheartedly agree with him.
You're with the listener?
Yes.
You think Batman's a fraud?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
This is good.
Yes, I do.
Bo?
I do. So, I didn't say he wasn't a hero.
Right. Okay, I went too far with the fraud.
Yeah, I didn't say he was a hero.
I went too far.
Okay, I didn't
say
that.
But he's not a superhero.
Why
is he not a superhero? Because of powers? He beat Superman in a fight. You realize this, right? So the guy that beat Superman in a fight
It's not superhero.
How to beat Superman in a fight?
He had freaking gauntlets made out of kryptonite.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So he had something made to beat him. He couldn't just beat him with his own powers.
It's true.
He's a superhero. He does super things.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. That was well argued by Randy.
I'm just scared. Hey, whatever, brother. I'm always on your side, Bo. Always on your side, dog.
Is Batman your favorite superhero?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
No, did you not see how hot he got?
No, I did.
Yeah.
But I also knew
100%
that.
100% a superhero.
I knew that Bo felt that way. So I knew when the listener asked that question.
Bo
that
got
was
so
a,
mad.
You know
Bo
who else is superheroes?
Who's it?
Firefighters.
You're damn right.
Damn right. Right. Teachers.
You're damn
exactly
right.
Exactly right. First responders. Yeah. No, not all of them. There's some bad teachers. There are. There's some really good ones, but there's some bad ones too.
Right? And freaky now.
Yeah, there's also some freaky teachers.
Yeah.
There were some freaky. I mean, the most famous freaky teacher was when I was in school in Seattle. Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh, she from there?
Yeah, she started the whole thing. She was the pioneer of getting freaky.
Some may also say that money is indeed a superpower.
Oh, where the hell are we going, man?
Here we go. Can I tell you
where the hell we going, man?
A Mary Kay Letourneau story. May she rest in peace, by the way. She's passed away. But she went to jail for statutory rape because she got pregnant from that from that kid. She got out of jail one time on like a, I don't know what it was.
Furlough
like,
or something.
And then she got caught in the car with him, so she had to go back to jail.
Yeah.
And then she finally got out of jail.
They got
after
married,
time.
Didn't
they got married,
yeah.
And he was a DJ. Like, he would perform at clubs around town. And I was at a club one time that he was DJing at, and she'd be there, like, dancing along. Like, it was part of the thing. Like, if you got the flyer to the show that he was DJing at, it'd be like, and Mary Kay Letourneau will be there, too.
I mean, she's selling point.
It's not, she was the draw. I just think he missed an opportunity. Like, his DJ name was something lame. It was like DJ, you know, whatever. Like, DJ Techno or some lame DJ thing. He could have really made a joke.
Leaned into it.
Could have leaned into that one.
Leaned into it.
DJ Statutory or something like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Leaned into it.
Brandon's in Kennesaw. Hey, Brandon.
Leaned.
What's going on, guys? Appreciate the time. I think I got the answer from the first caller. The reason why he's riding a Huff bike on the interstate, I think it's called meth. But besides that.
It's called what?
Meth.
Oh, meth. Good guess.
Besides that, man. My question is for you guys, if money was not an issue, what would be your dream purchase? If money was not an issue, what would be your dream purchase? I appreciate you guys. Have a good one later.
A team?
Yeah.
My sports team.
Yeah, the Dolphins?
Yeah, I'd buy the Dolphins or something like that, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's a great answer because I guess money's not an issue.
Yes.
You buy anything you want.
Yes, I buy a team.
Just like a functioning golf course, like an actual country club or something that I own, and it's maintained beautifully, and it's somewhere really nice.
Right.
And nobody gets to play it but me and whoever I, you know, invite.
I would want
you guys
my,
come out.
I would want mine in Hawaii.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Golf course in Hawaii.
That's a great, option.
Hell yeah.
It's a great place. Yeah, yeah. Your beautiful scenery, golf course.
Yes.
That's what I would want. Somewhere where there's water and all that. Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Zach.
So with this knucklehead Eagles fan,
yeah.
It makes me wonder, you know, like, what's the minimum? Like, what's the line that somebody would have to say to, like, make you go from walking away to, like, stepping up to the dude? And, like, going off of that, how do you think Rocky handled the situation when Clubber Lang was trying to holler at Adrian at the statue unveiling? Did he do that right, or would you have done it different?
Oh, no.
Thank you, Zach.
They had to hold Rocky back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I am, if you won't find a bigger Rocky fan than me. I love that damn movie. And that is one of my favorite scenes ever. Because when Mr. T comes around after he said, "Hey, woman! Hey, woman!"
was trying to get a rise out of Rocky.
He said, "Why don't you bring your little stuff? Why don't you bring your pretty little stuff down my apartment?" And the greatest line ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't, you know what? Because that stuff like that doesn't happen to me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that just does not happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I know my fuse, especially when it comes to my woman.
Right.
Yes.
That's the thing. Like, is like the answer is different depending on the like with my wife.
Yes.
If someone was to say something to her, the line is a lot shorter than to me.
Yes.
Like I'll put up with a lot more garbage that you say to me.
Am I gonna do that?
That I'm gonna put up with her or my kids or something like that.
But
I don't know.
That doesn't.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
But
like we were in the Philippines and we were going to the car and this dude had his suitcase and like bumped my wife's suitcase in the suitcase and he just kept walking. So I ran over there like, "Hey, you want to apologize?" He didn't know what he did, but I don't give a damn. That's my woman. I felt like you hurt my woman.
Sure.
So you know what his ass did? Went back over here and apologized.
Apologize.
But like I said, that stuff don't happen to me. So I can always say what I would do.
You can run up and make guys apologize when you're 6'4". But when you're 5'8", it doesn't work so well.
I don't give a damn.
When was the last time you got an apology?
I always look at things from my standpoint. I wouldn't. People like, well, you think you can beat everybody? It ain't about beating everybody. But you mean tell me that you ain't going to fight somebody that disrespect your woman?
Absolutely, 100%.
That's what you're supposed to do. I'm not going to purposely. I would never purposely disrespect anybody.
Yeah.
That's just not my thing.
And also not walking around looking for a fight.
Exactly.
But if that happens.
That happens.
I'll tell you what I wouldn't be doing. I wouldn't be filming it and putting it on the internet like the guy did. That is what happened in this situation. Yes. The reason why. Now, I guess his long play was, I'll video it, put it on the internet, and he'll lose everything, which, you know, pretty tactical, I guess. But no, I would probably just have hit the guy in the face as hard as I could. Right in the nose.
But I would think what most men, if somebody's going to do that to your woman, you might lose the damn fight.
You might.
But
you got to try.
Yeah. Because she's going to look at you differently. I don't care.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like somebody does that and you don't do anything about it.
She's going to look at you differently. Hey, woman, she's looking at her man real different right now. I don't care. You're going to tell me all that.
Don't feel as protected as maybe I once did.
No, you always defend your damn woman. If not, why she your woman?
Ham is in Hampton. Hey, Ham.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's happening?
Hey.
So, I got a question for you both, and then I got a quick thing for Randy.
Sure.
So, the first question I got is, like, with this unisex stuff, like unisex cologne.
Okay.
You know, my wife bought me some cologne, and it was, like, unisex. I was like, don't buy me that. I'm a man.
Exactly.
I don't want nothing to say it's for him.
Yes.
Because if it's for me, it don't have to say it's for
him.
I'm old school.
Exactly. Exactly, man.
If it's Versace, it's say Versace.
Yes.
You know, if it's Polo, it's say Polo.
Yes.
Some of that, for her, stuff might get mixed in with that for him, and I don't want to confuse nobody.
I got you. I feel you, Ham.
Number one.
Yes.
And number two.
Yes.
And number two, Randy, is this, man. You know, I'm the youngest of five boys, right?
Uh-huh.
And so it was a blue plaid shirt in the family. And I got one brother that's 7 years older than me. I got another brother that's 4 years older than me. And we all took a picture in that same shirt when we was in the 10th grade.
I love it.
Y'all guys have a good one, man.
All right, Ham.
I love it.
Excellent call.
That is the pass down.
Excellent
line. That is so true.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true.
Oh, no, we had that. There's pictures of my family where, like, and I was the oldest.
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough to get it first usually.
Yeah.
I'd have, like, a winter coat. And then a few years later, Ryan would have a winter coat. And then Cole was way younger than us, so he'd have a raggedy-ass winter coat.
Yeah, man. Hey, dog. Hey, if you got, I'm just telling you, that hand-me-down, it's just what it is.
It's great.
It is what it
it's
is.
It's nice to have older siblings.
But that was the thing,
again, easy for me to say, being the older sibling.
But me being the older cousin, being in the league, like, passing my little cousins down all the
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they were pumped.
Barely reward.
They were pumped.
And everything, Jordan, and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm with you on the cologne. If it say cool water, it better say cool water for men. I don't do that. Yeah, just man, you want no. I'm so with him on that. Now I'm so with you on that.
Like, what is it? They make unisex cologne?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but again, if that's what you like, I'm not saying. I always speak for myself.
Sure.
I don't like to smell like fruits. Okay. I don't like to smell like something that has sugar in it. Okay.
Or, you mean or, like actual or like bake, eating fruit
or baking or strawberry mist. I don't like smelling like that. All right. Now people who do, that's on you, brother.
Yeah. Now I'm a fan of lavender.
I don't want to smell like it.
I love smelling like lavender.
I don't want to smell like no damn lavender.
I catch a whiff of myself and I'm like, ooh, that's
most fruity I'll ever smell like is that old ass cocoa butter.
Coconut or fruit?
Coconut butter lotion. I wear that old school that you get at the health store.
Or is it a nut?
I don't know. That's all I wear, but I don't want any other stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I want any other
stuff. Fair
enough. That's it. That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
You like smelling like lavender.
I don't mind.
I don't like
smelling. I like how it smells. Yeah. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day, Randy.
Every kid likes rainbows, I guess, and all I can think about that word is douche.
Fiduciary.
Yeah.
Fiduciary. Yeah. Financial responsibility.
Yeah.
Randy was a menace as a young boy.
Yep.
He was a menace.
Yes.
To society. Great movie. You never know somebody's side hustle. Maybe Wink can dance. And y'all better not be talking about the Brotherhood.
No, not the Brotherhood.
Oh, Falcons' next offensive coordinator better look something like John Freeman.
That was the greatest line
better.
Ever.
Better. Better. Aaron. We don't need any young. We tried them, okay?
Yeah, we tried all these young hot shots.
Young hot shot defensive coordinators. Give me an old grouch, okay?
They don't want to, that.
You an old grump.
That when he comes on the morning shift with Squidbilly and even Squidbilly is like, this guy.
Give me an old guy that definitely doesn't want anything unisex, okay? That's what we want with our defensive coordinator. All right, Dukes and Bell are next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.